Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Merry Christmas. We are almost at Christmas, the celebration of Jesus' birth, and I love this week of the year. You know, we're just a few days away from celebrating, and I know so many of you are probably already celebrating, but some of you are preparing to get together with family and friends and to worship in church and to just reflect on the greatest story ever told, and not just a story, but a true story, one that has transformed human history. So, as I said, I love this week, and one of my favorite traditions is watching Christmas movies. You know, watching all of the different movies and shows and the specials that we've all come to know and love. And there are so many Christmas movies streaming right now on PureFlix. You can find new traditions and find new movies that you can watch that you haven't seen before. But one of the new films, and this is really a special one, is Christmas with the Chosen, The Messengers. Now, if you're a fan of the Chosen series, you are going to want to watch this. And the really exciting thing is that Christmas with the Chosen was just in theaters. Now, it's on PureFlix, and you get a chance to watch it. And the really fun and unique thing of Christmas with the Chosen is that it's a mixture of music and stories and music from some of the best Christian artists out there. And then you get a special episode of The Chosen, a special Christmas episode that shows us what it was like from the perspective of Mary and Joseph. And so it's really powerful, and it's really available right now over on PureFlix.com. But who better to talk with us about the Christmas season right now than Dallas Jenkins? Dallas is the creator of The Chosen. He's the writer of The Chosen. He's the director. He is the brain behind The Chosen and Christmas with The Chosen. And so with no further ado, I want to welcome Dallas Jenkins to the PureFlix Podcast. Dallas Jenkins, welcome back. How are you doing today?
You and I seem to be meeting quite a bit these days, and it's so fun because you and I have known each other for quite a while, but every time I get to talk to you, it's always fun. So thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for, you know, making so much time. I drive you crazy pretty frequently, so I appreciate you coming on. And you've got a crazy schedule, which is why I especially appreciate you being here. Christmas with the Chosen, The Messengers. Now, everybody knows The Chosen itself has been a massive series. You guys then kind of say to yourselves, okay, we're going to do a theatrical. We're going to do a special episode. We're going to throw music into it and make this amazing thing. It hits theaters, and now it's going to be hitting PureFlix on the 19th of December, which is really exciting. But take me through how this happened. What made you guys want to do this?
Well, we did a Christmas special last year where we took a bunch of artists who did Christmas songs, and then we played The Shepherd, which is also on PureFlix, I believe, which is the short film I did for my church 4 years ago that ultimately ended up becoming the concept pilot for the show and was where The Chosen all began. And the special went really well. We put it on YouTube and Facebook and our app, The Chosen app, and we were really proud of it, and it really turned out great. So we were planning on doing something again this year and assembling some of the same artists, but also some new artists for it. And we weren't sure what our kind of hero content would be. We thought maybe we just would play The Shepherd again because maybe that was going to be a Christmas tradition. Well, when we were going to shoot season 3, originally the plan was to do it in the fall. And the Christmas special was kind of, you know, be this annual Christmas tradition that we would do and help tide people over. Well, the shooting of season 3 got delayed. Some construction projects got delayed because of all the supply chain issues. And so we had this window of opportunity that I thought, you know, I've been wanting to do kind of a follow-up to that Christmas episode, where that Christmas episode, original one, was from the birth of Christ from the perspective of the shepherds. I'd love to do that same film again, but this time from the perspective of Mary and Joseph. And we hear their conversations as they go to Bethlehem, and we hear all these little things that you haven't seen before. And I thought that could be really cool with this window of time, brief window of time we have to film it. It'd be really cool if we did it without telling anybody, Like, could we pull off shooting this thing with no one knowing? Now, as you know, Billy, normally we are so social media friendly and so social media reliant that when we're filming, we have social media going constantly, pictures, videos. We pull back the curtain. We let you see inside the process as we're doing it. Well, this time we were getting all that footage, but we were keeping it under wraps, and everyone had to sign NDAs. And we just thought this will make for a really cool announcement when we can say, hey, we're doing a Christmas special, number one. We've got all these artists, which you know about because we've been showing you videos and pictures of the artists. Here's another big surprise. We're going to be in theaters this time. We thought that would be a really cool opportunity to dip our toe into those waters. People would really be excited to gather together, see it on the big screen. We also felt like ticket sales, because as you know, our show is free. We thought ticket sales will also help finance it, you know, because our pay it forward model helps finance the actual, like our usual 8 episodes. And our gifts that we sell, like the hoodie that I'm wearing right now, that helps us, you know, have a company and keep the trains running. But if we put this in theaters initially, ticket sales will help us make it free for everyone else. And just could be a good opportunity. And then here's the biggest surprise. We did a brand new episode of The Chosen to tide you over and kind of reward you for your patience, which, of course, most people don't have very much patience.
Right. They want the next 7 seasons yesterday. Right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But this will at least maybe appease them for a little bit. And so when we made that announcement, it was so cool, and it went over even better than we expected. The pre-sales shattered records. People were so excited to get to the theater and to watch this thing. And the 10 days that it was in theaters were overwhelmingly positive. And now those who couldn't make it to the theaters, or those who did make it to the theaters but want to watch it again, get a chance to watch it on PureFlix. But I think that was the impetus. Now, number one, and I know this is a long answer to your question.
I love it. You're giving.
But I would say the number one reason is, and this is, we don't do anything, whether it's merchandise, you know, or episodes or specials like this, if we don't have something to say, if we don't believe that God has something to say, or something, or we want to say something about the story of the Gospels that honors the character and intentions of the Gospels, but maybe gives it in a presentation or in a way that you haven't experienced before, that we believe will reignite your passion for your relationship with Christ, then we don't do it. And this Christmas special, I guarantee you, has things in it. And the reason I can guarantee it is because this is what we've heard tens of thousands of times from those who've seen it, is it gives you a perspective. It gives you little insights that you haven't considered before that I believe make you love Jesus even more. Something as simple as a shot that we did where Mary and Joseph are getting ready in the stable because the birth pangs are coming and Jesus is coming soon. And there's a shot of, and I think you and I have talked about this maybe, but there's a shot of Joseph scooping manure out of the way so that he can prepare a place for Mary to sit down and deliver the Savior.
Which you would never think of. You would never think of that, but you did. Somehow you did.
And that image alone, I've heard from so many people saying, wow, that wrecked me. That opened me up even more and made me love Jesus even more and appreciate his arrival even more. It's things like that we at The Chosen love to do and actually require before we make a decision on what we want to offer or do to people. So the number one reason we did this is because we really believe that we had something to say that was going to be unique about the birth of Christ.
Well, and that's always been the thing about you. And like you said, I've known you for a long time. You've always been the real deal. You always follow what God has for you. And I think the success of this is evidence of that. You know, people who know the backstory of the film you made before this and how that sort of led you into this. And it's just an unexpected journey, an amazing journey. But you're a really good storyteller. And what you were just talking about, I think it's important to unpack that a little bit, because you would never think of those things, right? I mean, we read the scriptures and hopefully they come alive for us. But I think a lot of times it's hard to think, what would I have done in that situation? And right. Sometimes I learn the best lessons when I take that step back and I think, okay, these are real people who went through real events. And so you mentioned the manure scene there. How did you get in the minds and the hearts of Mary and Joseph to tell this story? What did that take creatively?
Well, that's a great question. Here's what I think myself and my co-writer Tyler, who we did the bulk of the work on this particular episode, and on every other episode, our head writer Ryan is involved too, and we all have different strengths. Tyler Thompson has a great strength where he's a historian. He was actually majored in historical antiquities and all this kind of stuff. So he's kind of a nerd for this stuff. And he finds these historical contexts and biblical and religious contexts that are so unique that and so many of them aren't in Scripture. Because when you think about Scripture, Scripture was written, like the disciples were writing, assuming that the people reading knew exactly what they were talking about. It was written at that time, in that context, for the Jewish people to read, and eventually some Gentiles, but it was primarily, like, there were a lot of assumptions made in the writing. And when you read the Bible, I don't care, look, the Bible is complete. The Bible is all you need for salvation. In your relationship with God. But no one can claim that when they read the Bible for the first time, unless they've heard a sermon or unless they've read some commentary, that they understand all of it and that they know all the inside references, that it picks up right where their brain left off last time they thought about Jesus. It's not possible. And the Bible wasn't written intended to be the only thing you ever read or experience about Jesus. So what Tyler brings to the table is a lot of these little nuggets. We understand those nuggets, like the Roman occupation and how the Pharisees treated, how the Pharisees understood their faith and their relationship with the people. And then you go further and you think about, okay, Joseph and Mary, what was the context of that? What their marriage would have been like? The fact that they wouldn't have known each other before they got betrothed. That was really interesting. Where's Mary from? She's from Nazareth. Joseph was born in Bethlehem, now lives likely in Nazareth. What was Nazareth like? You start to explore all these worlds. And like any other show that you watch and that you love, the setting and the time period and the people involved, when you start to think about those things, all these other ideas come to life. And you go, all right, if I was in that situation, what would I have been going through? And it starts with this, Billy, this belief and understanding that these were actually real human beings. Mm-hmm. Once you believe that and once you understand that, then it actually becomes fun to think about how they would have reacted in this situation. Now, that phrase, they were real human beings, sounds so obvious. You and I have been believers for a long time. And you, whether you've walked, especially when you walk into like a Catholic basilica and you see these stained glass windows or you see statues or you read it in black and white on a page, it's easy to forget that they were human beings. They don't always feel like human beings. And when you watch other Jesus projects, a lot of times, even the actors don't feel like human beings because they seem so serious and they seem like they're quoting King James English instead of actually living lives that were similar to what we experience today. So that's the secret sauce, is really believing and knowing that these were real human beings. After that, it just becomes about capturing the authenticity of what human beings experience when they're put in these crazy situations.
You know, it's so true. It's so easy to tuck it all away and to just think of it like a bedtime story, and it's not. Obviously, we know that as believers in our hearts, but the practicality of it. I remember standing in front of the giant Ark, you know, replica, and thinking to myself as I stood back, "Wow, this really was possible." Which I know as a Christian sounds like an insane thing to say, because I know it's true and I believe it's true. But seeing it and actually picturing it was an entirely different thing. And so what you're describing, what you're doing, you know, thematically through the show is actually giving people a lens into something that I think too often we're not given. Even when people try to do it, they don't really deliver it. And The Chosen does deliver it in such a powerful way. So with all that in mind, what do you think is going to surprise people the most about this?
Well, I think that one of the main things is what I just talked about, which is simple, something as simple as scooping up the manure to move it out of the way. I think there's another scene in the special where we just, the camera's just rolling for 5 minutes, and we just in one shot show Joseph and Mary walking to Bethlehem on this journey. And we pick it up near the end of the journey. So they're exhausted and sweating and dusty. And Mary kind of early on says to Joseph, "I'd love to walk. Like, I'm sitting on this donkey, but I'd really love to walk. I need a break." And Joseph is like, "No, you need to save your rest." And finally he relents and she walks next to him. And what do they talk about? And I think people will be surprised and intrigued by the fact that I think their conversation is an accurate representation of what it would be like for a teenage girl betrothed to a man where they didn't really know each other all that well. They'd only been together betrothed probably for a short amount of time. And so she has this conversation where she says to him, "You know what? I haven't thanked you yet for your role in all this. You listened to your messenger," which is what they called angels back then. "You listened to your messenger and you have acted in a very godly way, and you have protected me, and I haven't thanked you for that yet, and I need to. And that conversation that they have about how they've both been visited by messengers and what that means and what they're looking forward to and what they're scared of, I think is a really cool look at the nativity that we don't often think about when we look at the figurines on our wall. Now, when you take that story and you combine it with these beautiful Christmas songs, and we've got all these artists like Phil Wickham and For King and Country and Maverick City Music and Kane, We the Kingdom, Matt Maher,
pretty much everyone
delivering all these joyous Christmas songs. When you combine that with the reality of the birth, it's really exciting. And when I got to watch it all once it was all done, I think that's the biggest thing, is this contrast between high and low and how they both contribute to the greatest moment in human history.
So, you know, final question for you. With the success of the theatrical run, this is hitting PureFlix. People are going to see it. What is, and you've already said a little bit of this, I think, in what you've given us as far as the answers so far, but I want to give you sort of one last shot at this because I think it's so important, knowing who you are and where your heart is. What is success for Christmas with the Chosen? What does that look like for you?
Boy, well, for me, I don't know, man. I really don't think about these kinds of things too much. I mean, success for me is the ability to keep doing it. You know, I mean, that's fun for me, but I really have gotten out of the business of focusing on or predicting or reacting to the success or failure of anything. So, you know, success comes when God accepts, for the lack of, you know, I hope this doesn't sound cheesy, but when God accepts my loaves and fish, and I believe that the gift that I'm giving him of my work and my effort and my storytelling and to God, and I sense strongly that he's pleased with it. The transaction's over, and if he chooses to feed the 5,000 with it, then that's up to him. But I will say, just obviously, I'm not going to pretend otherwise, that when I hear from people, my life was changed because of this, or my kids loved the show, or that my kids were excited by the show. I remember my own kids, when they first saw this special, I saw them. There was a moment in the special where they just kind of went, wow. And, oh, Dad, that was sick. Or that was great. My kids are tough to please. And when I see that reaction, especially in youth, or that's really awesome. That's really cool. And that feels like success. But everything else, the numbers are cool. It's fun. It's fun to track it. You know, it's fun to break some records here and there, because it's fun to see the disruption in the industry that comes from a faith-based project. But honestly, how people respond and whether or not it does well is just not up to me. And I really have gotten to that place where I'm comfortable with that.
That's a good place. That's a really good place to be. And people are paying attention. They're noticing it. They're seeing it. The stories have been everywhere about it. And everybody who's watching and listening, you can actually watch it on December 19th on PureFlix. Dallas, thanks so much for coming on today.
I appreciate it. It's always great to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
And that brings us to the end of today's PureFlix podcast. We hope you had a great time hearing from Dallas Jenkins, the mind behind The Chosen. You can watch The Chosen Season 1 over at PureFlix, but be sure to watch Christmas with The Chosen, The Messengers, now streaming on the platform. Head over to PureFlix.com. If you don't have a membership, you can get a free 1 week to check it out, see all of the amazing content, and listen, stream Christmas stuff. There is tons of amazing content that you will find right now on PureFlix. And I will see you next week for another episode of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow Pure Flix on Facebook at facebook.com/pureflix and on Twitter at Pure Flix. And be sure to log on today to pureflix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the Pure Flix Podcast.